What is the furthest you would drive for someone that you're dating?
Listen, I fly minutes, to Dallas. Preferably.
How often do you fly to Dallas?
Every other day.
Yeah.
Every other day. I'll call Lion, you're here. Just now getting to Dallas. Well, if you just give us a couple of seconds, and we'll just unload the rest of the plane. He's like, hey, Sydney, 1 second. I'm here to see the love of my life.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to your Sunday Scoop. You throw me off with that every time. I am your host, Kamari Love, and I am joined by my co-host, Rich.
What's up, y'all?
And Lonnie.
Hey.
We have a new addition. And as always, we are joining you live from the world famous Laugh Factory in Hollywood, California. This is Chocolate Sundays.
This is the Sunday Scoop at...
Right.
The Chocolate Sundays comedy show.
My bad, I said that wrong, but you got it.
Yeah, we're here. And if you guys aren't familiar with our format, there is a live show actually happening on the other side of the wall, which is pretty cool. I feel like there's no other podcast that really records while there's a show going on. And we love the format of this show because we get to have amazing guests that perform on the show, like Sydney Castillo.
It's like the comedic breakfast club.
That is.
That's what's up, man. We're doing good.
We have with us one of Sunday's guest host that has been deemed the president and CEO of crowd work every time he hits the stage. In the archives when he started here with First Impressions, but he might have still had hair.
Absolutely.
Check on that.
He did have hair. I'm sorry about that.
He reps Texas by killing on the Marlon Wayans Presents The Headliners and is currently writing on HBO's Game Theory as well as the upcoming season of Wild and Out. And you'll also be able to catch him in the writing credits and maybe on the show of Churchy, presented by my boss, Kev on Stage, in Kev on Stage Studios.
One of your bosses.
Yo.
Wow, flex. Power.
Yo, flex. Well, hey, first of all, you ain't going to throw all this boss love without looking in my face.
Your allegiance? Your loyalty?
Yeah.
Your loyalty?
Yeah, I run this right here. Kev on Stage run the app. But all these mics, that's your girl Lonnie. My nigga.
That's exactly what I said.
That's it. Yeah, I got
word
the energy
for word.
But Sid, thanks for being here,
Shout out to Chelsea on the bios.
Yeah.
Okay?
Hey, I appreciate it. Got them vacation braids. Got them vacation braids.
Hey. Deserved. Hard
about to
long
get
week.
On a plane.
That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I appreciate y'all having me here, man. I ain't gonna lie. It was giving me anxiety with all the people talking. I was like, hey, so how we gonna do this? But, all right, it's cool, man.
It's cool.
I'm with it now. Let's
I told
go.
You it was cool.
Yeah, but you know what? Nigga with anxiety still, you know, talks himself into anxiety, anxious moments.
You get a lot
your
of anxiety.
Cup is full?
Yeah.
I get a lot of it.
Say again?
Your cup is full.
My cup is full, yeah.
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 I'd love to hear it.
Yeah. I'm cool right now, but if like somebody gets close, I'm like, hey man, I'm not playing with you.
Maybe that's what we need because they don't be giving a fuck back here. Like honestly, give them the juice.
Yeah.
Sydney, we're counting on this episode to really blow us up because our audience loves you.
Hey man, I be getting recognized from Chocolate Sundays.
I know.
I
they
swear
love
to God,
you.
They're you're like, hey man, I'd be like, what's up? They're like, hey man, you be doing Chocolate Sundays? I'd be like, yeah.
Where were you in West Covina?
No, I was downtown LA in the liquor store. I do
same thing.
Yeah. Same thing. He's like, hey, but you're very funny, bro. I was like, thank you. He's like, can I take a picture? I was like, monkeypox. And I left. I don't do pictures because of monkeypox. Yeah.
But
yeah.
No, they love you. They love the YouTube clips, but the crowd work clips really do well.
Yeah, they in my comments like debating now. I said a joke about God. I was like, first of all, I don't believe in God. He make believe. So now what? And I was like, hey, man. And it'd be like a whole discourse. I'd just be getting tagged in it. I'd be like, hey, dog, I'm with my mama right now.
I didn't ask.
Yeah. But it's cool, though. Love here is cool.
Yeah.
So we're going to try something new we haven't done with Sydney. So next week, we're going to premiere a clip on our YouTube page where we do. Do you know what a premiere is on YouTube? Mm. It's like going live, but with recorded content. That's the best way I can. It's like a movie premiere or whatever.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to premiere a clip, and then Sydney will be on to, you know, respond to the chat. It'll be like a live chat going on.
Sydney,
while people
getting,
that's going to do well.
You getting the bad bitch
hey,
treatment.
Man. Hey, I appreciate y'all. You know what I'm talking about? You know what I mean? Fly me out. You know what I mean? What's up? Fly me out. You know what I mean? Put my Cash App up. Hit it. You know what I mean?
Run it.
No, but it's kind of crazy because Chelsea asked. She was like, when did you start guest hosting or how? And I was like, I think one time just Ron and Takara. Yeah. And we kind of have a couple other backups, but nobody could do it. And I just asked you. you were like the 7th, 8th, 9th option yeah. that I went through, you know?
I didn't think I was going to like it as much because I like to do just set. But it'd be so much fun. Yeah, it'd be so much fun here. It'd be like the energy be good. And it's like somebody, the audience always going to give you something. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like the lady was like that night, she was like about the nachos. She was like complaining yeah. about the nachos, but they was all gone.
I
was
like, you should have charged that whole $12.
Yeah, it's like, man, yum, yum, eat them up. But like, how are you complaining? But the moments always happen here. Like, it's always something going on. You know what I mean?
So you just got so good. And so we just kept asking you to come back. And now you're like the third, you know?
Hey, I appreciate y'all, man. In town. I appreciate the love, man. Hey, y'all be having some freaky little followers, man. Be old ladies. Like, I saw you at the little chocolate sundaes.
They be in the back.
They be like 55. I'd be like, I didn't know y'all keep coming here.
So the premiere is the one where he broke a couple up live.
Kamari, first of all, can I see your
face?
They
literally broke up during the show.
I need you to share with the class what happened.
Yeah. Unpack that. Wait, for real?
Because of you? Yeah. Listen, dog, it was God's work. A, B.
Let him use you.
B, I was like, yo, what's up, man? I said, hey, everybody, hey, you in love? They're like, yeah, you in love? Yeah. I said, hey, bro, you in love? And he was trying to be funny. He thought he was funny. He was like, hey, it depends on the day. And then she was embarrassed. And so I could see her embarrassment. Can't nobody else. So I was like, oh, okay. So what you did was open up anybody else to talk to your girl, right? So I start clowning him, right? So then later on in the show, I was like, yo, somebody's like, give him another chance. I was like, what's up, bro? You love her? And he made like another snide remark, right? So we ate him up. Boom, 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 boom. I bring another comic up. He gone. I was like, where your buddy at? And she was like, he left. And I was like, oh, well, good for you, right? And then I left feeling bad, like, damn, they really not together. But she didn't really need to be with him. He was lame.
No, facts. Yeah. I mean, you honestly did a justice, so.
You know what I mean? I just do God's work.
You're welcome, actually.
Yeah. I break couples up. I marry people. You know what I mean? I do divorces. You know what I mean? I do a lot of different things. Whatever you're paying.
Add it to the resume.
You do divorces how? Like, personally?
Yeah, I'll serve somebody for you. Hit me. Hit me. If you need somebody to serve, I'll do it. How you doing? Jessica Washington? You've been served, and I'm out. I charge you $40.
Yeah. That's a good rate.
Because it costs $100. Don't ask me how I know.
When you said you do divorces,
I thought you were talking about a side hustle, like
yeah. You know what? I'm gonna date you for a couple years. I'm gonna marry you, and then I'm gonna just do this divorce real quick.
I'll serve for you. Hit me up. You need somebody to serve? Boom. Yeah, I've had somebody serve.
You don't have to put people's business out like that.
Oh, everybody know my Instagram.
We can edit that out.
I had served my ex-wife. Like, yeah, I was in the bushes. Yeah, there's a Mexican dude that did it for me. He knocked on, hello.
Yeah.
You have a beautiful dog. He's like, this package is for you. She's like, what package? He goes, you got served. I was like, damn.
No, that whole serving thing feels like a movie. Because I had to do it to my ex, too. It's a thing. Like, you have to get an adult. It just has to be an adult over the age of 18 that delivers.
It was a Mexican dude at my... It was in Glendale where I stayed.
Yeah.
He had a package that said UPS on it. He was like, I do this all the time. He's like, I say, I have a package for you. And he goes, and everybody's excited to have a package. And then he goes, and they go, what did I get? And he goes, you've been served. And it's like, on the other side of the package is papers. He goes, you can't be around, though, because they go crazy. I was like, all right, babe.
You got to run. Like, yeah. Sorry. Where did you meet him?
Online. Because I asked all my homeboys. I was like, yo, can you help me serve my ex? He was like, I got you. Then the day of, like, I don't want to get involved. So I had to hire a nigga. Excuse me. I had to hire somebody. Yeah. Mexican dude. He was solid, bro. He was solid,
bro. It is. You find out who your true friends are. Yeah. I had my homegirl, Tisha, do it. Yeah. She did it.
I was serving somebody.
Tisha? Yeah, who's ready to fight for you? Because if you coming at me, no, I'm going to throw hands. If this is for my friend, I'm going to throw hands.
And you really just breaking somebody hard. Nobody want to fight. They're going to be sad. You just got to have a heart of steel. Be like, you've been served. Ah, and I got to go.
Oh, you were the heartbreaker?
What you mean? Serving somebody?
No, yeah. In divorce, you were the heartbreaker.
Well, yeah, I started in the mic.
Wait, so how many divorces do you have under your belt?
6.
Title.
Let's get honest.
Champ.
Hey, I felt judgment, and here's the thing.
No. This is a good thing. I'm like, a business. You need to make it an actual business. Divorces. Like, I've honor been, the side hustle.
But I've been rededicated like 5 times. So, okay. Yeah, it really only counts as 1. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. This is you serving the divorces.
No, I'm joking. I've only been divorced once.
Okay.
I was gone.
Like, she was totally judging. Like, damn, that's crazy.
No, I was just going to let him.
6 of them? That's crazy. That's how you lost your hair. You in court every goddamn 6 months.
I try not to judge.
No divorces over here.
That's what's up.
Congratulations.
I've been good.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man, it is what it is. Right, Lonnie? Yeah. Sometimes you got to divorce these niggas. Sorry, go ahead.
Facts. No. I'm trying.
Sorry.
Any divorces?
Oh, no, you got like a breakup, like a proposal breakup.
I actually do have a divorce under my belt.
Hey! All right. It's a divorce party in this thing. You know what I mean? What's cracking?
Table
attorneys, paperwork. We all know about it.
Why is that so shocking for me?
I know. It's honestly like everybody be like, wait, what?
Get it off.
Okay, so in the South, you can attest to this. They just be getting married immediately. They're like, oh, we're 22.
That's right, both from
Texas.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you grew up in Texas.
Yeah. Okay. Yes. We already
Fort Worth.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Fort Worth in Texas. So literally, or Dallas, literally right after you graduate, everybody's like, oh, no, wife it up. We're going to run two kids by 25, and that's a wrap. Yeah. Like, truthfully. So I fell for that as well. I was like, oh, this is what we doing. Okay, let me see what it's about. Crazy thing is, I tried to call off the wedding 3 times.
Dang.
I did, because I knew.
What do you mean you tried?
I literally, he was.
No.
Don't you have a say in it?
No, no, no.
You're marrying me.
No, here's the thing.
She said it passive aggressively, like, you still want to do that thing Saturday? What you mean? Yeah. I mean, if you want to.
If you still want to do that thing, I'm sorry.
No, it was bad, y'all. This is
I ain't tripping if we just say fuck it. If you just want to go play cards.
How you leave notes around the house trying to get divorced passive aggressively? Yeah. What's that look like?
Ugh, I spilled some of my dress. I bought you another one.
Hey, y'all, all my bridesmaids, they don't fuck with me no more. They all left. They not in it.
We don't need that.
He said, fuck my niggas too. We good.
Wait, sorry. We interrupted you. Sorry. So keep, give us, sorry.
Truthfully, like, I had the conversation with him 3 times. This was my people-pleasing phase of life. I didn't know how to not honor myself. I just knew you wanted this. I was like, okay, like, I don't want to hurt you. We were together for 6 years prior. We dated all through college. So, no, I tried, like, 6 months prior, 3 months prior, and, like, a month prior, just bringing it up. And he was just manipulative.
Yeah.
A black dude or white dude?
The white dude.
He's a white dude.
I did it one time. I didn't go back, okay? Don't judge me.
This is me adjusting to the information. Like, yeah, cool, go ahead.
I'm getting real hot. I'm backing a lot of stuff right now.
Okay.
No, so we went through with it. It was like a 175 person wedding. And when I tell you, I was bawling walking down the aisle. Everybody was like, she's so happy. I was like, I'm so fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Like,
and you got out, though. That's a blessing. Though.
I did. Literally.
On the other side.
But you went through with it.
I did go through with it.
Yeah, that's
knowing,
like getting divorced. You
like,
gotta get married.
My dad was right, like, no facts. And
sorry. Never been there before.
It's coming, bro. No, I'm joking.
You're a lot one. I think within 3 months we bought, it was one of those situations I was like, oh, once we're married, it'll get better. Once we buy a car, it'll get better. That shit got worse. I felt trapped. I was like, nah. So within 3 months we were having the conversation of, we should probably figure this out. Like, I'm not happy. And within 8 months we were done. And then I came to LA 3 months later. So, you know, it's lit.
Boom,
worked out.
You know what I mean? That's what happened in Texas. You get married early. I mean, my first kid, when I was like 15. Like, he like 27 now.
It's literally,
but you just
a thing.
Had kids when you were younger. I had like 3. You feel me? Everybody, you know, judging, but that's just what it is.
What did you just say?
Huh?
What did you just ran through all that?
I think
circle
he said
back.
He had 3 what? Kids.
Before. He's joking.
I'm kidding.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
I'm too gullible for that. Don't
yeah,
be that.
You had me fooled.
I'm trying to get the pressure off, you know what I mean? It's like,
thank you.
It was a heavy load, so I just made it light. You know what I mean? I got you.
Teamwork.
Appreciate that.
You hear that?
Texas, stick together, okay?
Boom. Okay, Lonnie, you see what it is. Chemistry okay. Over here.
Oh,
let's go.
Who's got other stories?
Okay, so tell us about first impressions, because I met you how long?
3 out of 4 of us divorced. Go ahead. Goddamn right. Go ahead.
When did you?
I think that's the statistic. 75% of Americans.
Yeah, literally.
We 3 out of 4 that's going to be divorced. No, go ahead. Wait. When did I start first
impressions? What's crazier is that there's a higher percentage divorce rate on second marriages, which to me is like, what?
What you mean?
You messed up again?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like because after the first one, you're like, fuck it. I already did it. Like, let's just try it again.
No, I would be like, no, I'm going to make sure. Then
I agree.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
But the divorce rate on second marriages is even higher. It's like 80% or something.
Wow.
Crazy.
And I feel like once you can divorce twice, you can go 3, 4, 5 times. You just don't care at that point.
Like, and that's just going back to McDonald's. Like,
no,
I know
why
bad
do you keep getting married after that point?
That's I think you just, get. People are just.
Because people still fall in love. What you mean, Lonnie?
The crazy thing is when people. The crazy thing is when people remarry each other. That shit is wild to me. Like
after,
the same people.
They
get married, divorced, and then marry each other again. That is like
absolutely
a wild.
Yeah, I can't. We don't go backwards.
No, prenup? No prenup.
Ooh.
I mean, listen, if I would hit the lotto, like if I had $457 million, then I'd probably have prenup right now. You know what I mean?
It depends on, if I make more money.
Dang.
It's like,
that's a good question.
Because I think you already kind of. If you don't get a prenup, you just default to whatever the government says is your prenup situation. So it's not
that's
like
true.
Like there's not a prenup situation already that exists.
Yeah, because in California, after you've been married 10 years, they automatically get half of your shit. Yeah. That is
if you don't
up.
Arrange it. So I feel like it's probably smarter just to come up with your own custom prenup.
Literally. I've versus, heard of well, I've heard not, of couples that are like, oh, we're 9.5 years in. We got to get out. Like, we're not sure. We're just going to get out.
Yeah. See, I'm just a romantic at this
point. Or, like, you could just not get divorced again. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. You could just find that person. But if you don't.
Yeah, I don't. I wouldn't sign one you wouldn't on say my next marriage. Yeah,
you would. Would you get offended if, like, if they asked? Like, if they came to you, like, hey, like,
no,
this is a prenup situation.
I wouldn't be offended, but I don't think that he would sign one either. I think we would both go into it not signing.
You gotta just trust. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I don't think I would do a prenup because hopefully I'm gonna choose the person that like I really want to take care of.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean? So you know what I mean. And then if I don't, then you know what I mean. Well, I got 9 years.
Damn. So I'm like just only prenup person at the table.
You want a prenup?
I feel like prenup.
You
is...
seem like the prenup type of nigga. Yeah. Truthfully, yeah. You be stingy with shit. The you prenup, just seem a little stingy. Yeah.
The prenup and the Plan B conversation, the same conversation. Like, hey, can I talk to you for a second? Like, I know we're about to get a little awkward, but I need you to sign and take this.
I understand it. I understand why you would want to, but I think that that is basically like saying you have doubts, like you're not going to make it.
Right.
That's the stigma around a prenup. Like, if you just don't
like,
take it personally.
You just don't trust me. Like,
no, but if you just don't take it personally, it's like, hey, just in case shit doesn't go right, this is our options. That's a pretty. That
protects your assets. Yeah. I get it.
That's pretty much just a clean conversation. It's not like a character. I don't think you're going to leave me, but. Just in case you do, let's just have my bases covered, right? No, you guys.
I mean, I get why people get them. Like I just don't know if I would ask. Really. You know what I mean? I'm trying to have my bases lined up. Like, you got to property by yourself before you married. If you're really worried about that, right. That way it's yours before you get. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And all the other jazz. If that's what you're really worried about, but like, you know what I mean? I ain't really tripping out that. I just hope God don't. You know what I mean? Bless me with somebody's gonna try to take me for that one money. You know what I mean? But
that's really what it is.
See how we got real serious?
No.
Three out of four of us are divorced.
I'm sorry, y'all. Is everybody good?
That should be the name of this segment.
Yeah, and the fourth one is planning on being divorced. So we're basically 4-4-4. Okay, tell us about
comedy.
When did you
comedy
first
podcast.
Do first impression?
I've Man, I was
forever.
Like a, hey, dog. I was waiting tables in BJ's in Burbank. And I used to come up here and just watch comedy. Like, Chris Spencer used to be the host.
Man.
And so that was like, man, like 2003 probably. And then I probably got up like 2004, maybe 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Like, First Impressions. I mean, that's when like First Impressions was like.
That's when I first started,
thing.
Too.
Yeah.
So you started right when I started.
Yeah, she was at the front door. Lonnie used to work the front door here. Then
so y'all came
door.
Up together.
Yeah.
We did. I've been in Sydney forever. Yeah. Sydney and James.
Yeah. Yeah, I know Lonnie for like the door being the door girl forever. Everybody always respected Lonnie though because she didn't play that. You know what I mean?
That's been consistent across the board. That's like unfuckwittable right here.
Yeah, always very professional. Always was about the business. So you know what I mean? But yeah, we was like, she ain't knew me when I had hair. It was a table fade. I had a lot of waves. Freshman for work. But then they left me. I ain't gonna lie. It did leave me. Shit happens, people.
When did the hairline go?
26. I ain't thinking about it. But 25.
Sorry.
Yeah.
But see, I feel like when you have a good beard game, that shit don't matter.
Talk to him.
It really don't.
Say it again. I feel attacked. I've been trying to grow this little.
Come on, we had a plan.
I got it.
You know, I've been trying to grow.
Okay, Chelsea's going to join us.
In the building.
You saved Sydney from talking about this.
Hair loss.
Now I don't think about it.
Chelsea.
Yeah. What are we talking about?
Up, we wanted to have you on, Chelsea, because I heard some things went down last week.
Damn, right
off
the gate.
And,
I'm
not gonna sugarcoat it.
Texas.
Texas.
This is the
what
Texas
what
edition.
What part? Houston.
Okay, I was gonna guess that. A major
Fort
city.
Dallas.
Yeah.
You seem like Houston more than Fort Worth.
She keep trying to throw a shot at me,
she
man.
Got that
all I did, all I do is be showing love.
Just a support
I'm
black man.
Yeah, just supporting her, right? She throw two shots at the city.
You're gorgeous. You're so good.
Okay, so I heard a little. A little birdie told me
that
you ran the light.
I did.
Explain yourself.
Well, let's explain it first.
Can we throw some context in there?
Okay. So, was it your first time doing the show at all?
First time ever.
Because you were referred by someone, so that's why you didn't have to do first impressions, I think.
Correct.
Because several people told me you were really funny. So,
okay.
So Chelsea got booked for the graduate spot, which is the 5-minute spot on the 9:30 show. She bypassed the 3-minute spot. So last week she did the graduate spot. So that's the setup. Okay. So it's a 5-minute spot. Okay. And we always comedians 5 minutes.
Okay.
And we always let our comedians know before, you know, this is a 5-minute spot. We usually give the light at 4 minutes. Do you want it at 4 or do you want another time? No. Most 99% say, yeah, 4 minutes is good. Give me the light. So that's the setup. So then Chelsea performed.
Yes. And then
that's how you gonna say I performed? She could say Chelsea performed and she did a good job. However, she ran the light.
Yes.
By all means, though, I did. I'm not gonna sugarcoat it, and I know that is like a cardinal sin in the comedy realm. And I waited that night until literally everyone had left here to come to talk to Lon to apologize because it was actually brought to my attention by another comedian. Like, bro, you did your thing, but you cannot run that light. And it's not something like that I've done before. I don't know if not a light runner, okay. Right? No.
How many minutes over were you?
One, two,
girl,
two.
No.
This is why Lonnie was pissed. Lonnie was also pissed because all three of us who performed.
Get out of that bus. Get out of that bus. No, that's why she was really mad. Because as a unit,
thank you.
We all
did it.
Up. So as I'm getting hit, I don't even remember their names. Thank you.
I don't.
Under the bus.
No. I don't remember their names. I wouldn't do that. But I feel like, because as a booker, I get it. Like, I'm giving you this time. It is disrespectful to do it. And that was not my intent, which is why I addressed it.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave here like, well, bitch, fuck you. I'm done. No, I wasn't, you know. And she was very, Lonnie was very like, well, girl, I don't give a fuck what you said.
Feels like you did it on purpose to me.
Yes, because you came up
it's like a Will Smith apology versus Chris Rock. You know what? I don't want to talk about this.
Because she did come up and she said, you know, the comedian, BT, told me, you know, that I went over and it wasn't intentional and I apologized. And I was like, it's hard for me to believe it's not intentional because we lit you, we flashed you, we saw you look at the light and you continue to go on. And she did 7.5, 8 minutes, which on a 5-minute set is a lot. And to your point, yes, it was. It was like first of all, we only book one graduate normally. That last week, for some reason, we had to add a couple because we don't like people waiting like 4 or 5 years. When I heard you're funny, I didn't want to have you have to wait because a grad spot still is like a 2-year wait. Right. So we put you up. So we had 3 people. They all went over and we had a gang of comics on the main show. So it was just a long ass show. So every minute someone did was just like painful.
I remember actually hearing about this because me and her talk a lot, being from Texas. I think that Sunday she had told me, which she's not telling y'all because she's so humble, she lost a family animal that grew up with them. And so he died at 8 years old and she did 8 minutes. So I feel like she was trying to give a tribute to. So it wasn't even a bad trying to. She wasn't malicious at all, but the dog was a pit bull. It got hit by a bus.
Oh, it was a pit bull. Okay.
It got hit by a bus like just because it was just not looking.
Right.
And she don't know how to. She don't go to therapy. She just learned about therapy 6 months ago.
The sages are
for make us home.
Exactly. So she was like, I need to dedicate 8 minutes for 8 years. And she saw the light and she was like, not yet. Right. And then you flashed her. She was like, I'm only in 7. And then when she hit 8, she was like, rest in peace. And she got off. And what you didn't see were the tears streaming before she found you.
Thank you, Susan.
Because she needed solace. What was his name? What was the dog name?
Badass.
Badass died. Mm-hmm. Listen, Rockwater specifically. Kind of like
pit bull
specifically, they cling to your heart and your spirit. They're like a love animal.
They protect you,
and he dead.
Gone.
And so he was like, she was like, what I'm gonna do? And then you call, and it was like a dilemma, 5-8 minutes. You know what I mean? But then apologize like a real pit bull would. You know what I mean? I mean, excuse me, like a real G would.
Like a real G would.
I'm sorry. So, like, I just hope we can move on. And, like, this is like some Magic Johnson, Isaiah Thomas type stuff that we just sitting down
Isaiah's
talking about.
Isaiah's still mad, though.
Yeah, but not Lonnie. You know what I mean? She found God. She and so she like, I'm going to brush this off. And you know what I mean? Because, you know, when you just, you know, just some Texas love.
I appreciate that. Listen, being here today is very much appreciated.
Conversation, I mean, because it happens a lot. I just think it's like a good conversation to have because I think from the comic perspective, they don't see my perspective.
Right.
They're like, you know, it's just a couple minutes.
No.
But to me, it's like what people don't understand is every half hour we're late or whatever, you know, it's all the servers got to get paid more.
Yeah.
The production staff, all the videographers, the DJs, that everyone gets paid longer when the show goes. So it is a financial thing too. Yeah. And especially like the first show, when the first show runs long, now we got guests, 200, 300 guests outside waiting even longer to get in. Now they're pissed because they're waiting. So it's like, it affects so many other things that the comics don't think about.
No,
like,
it's just hella disrespectful. No, to me, it's just hella disrespectful. I came up under tutelage of real comedians, and those are just the basic things that you learn. So that's why when you were like, I find it hard to believe that it wasn't deliberate. Like, I sat on that. It was hard for me to enjoy what I did do on stage because that's all that I could think of.
While her dog died, that set on her heart. That's a lot, dog. As a person, that's a lot. Like, I don't know if you take medicine. I take Lexapro. But I just think that sometimes it's a lot. It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to deal with.
We're not going to fight. You don't have to, like, be like,
it was heavy on my heart.
I've heard of the blue table or the red table. This is the Laugh Factory table. I'm so glad we're just talking about things.
We are.
Who's the mysterious sound guy? But I just feel great and comfortable here. It's a good space. And I love everybody's ethnicity. Yes. And just
no judgment.
So it's like an HBCU feel.
So when I heard about it, I was thinking,
talking to the mic.
So I felt like sometimes when you are in the moment, the time goes by fast.
It does.
And especially on a stage like Chocolate Sundays, where it's like you're around all the time and you know the community, it's a big moment, right? I feel like there is a little bit of excitement, and maybe there's that tunnel vision or that zone
for sure
that you go into.
Hell yeah.
Like, you get on stage and you just don't see the light.
Listen, I did my set that I was going to do in the mirror at home, swear to God, multiple times. And I never normally do it, but I did it for Chocolate Sundays. I had that shit down to like 4 or 5 minutes on the dot. So when I saw it flickering, that shit made me feel away like, wait. Flickering, because flickering is like get your ass out of here.
I hate to interrupt you. So you saying you timed your set and you was at 4:54, and then live you was at 8:35.
No, Lonnie is with the 8 is pushing it. She said 7.
I timed it to a T.
I did.
And all of a sudden,
listen,
all these minutes.
Listen,
he was on your side with the dog until.
Listen,
stick with my dog died. Don't say I memorized my set. Say my pig got hit by a bus. Because then people are like, damn, what kind of pit? You'd be like, it was mixed. And you can start talking.
It was mixed?
Yeah, pit in the lab.
It see,
lab,
okay. Eight is pushing it.
What really happened?
I think in the zone, for sure, I did do a intro in the sense of really, you know how like you said, like I've been here 1,000 times, but I've never been on stage, right? So when I got on stage, I was like, oh, this shit is much bigger. And for me, addressing things helps my nerves, helps what I'm going through. So I did that. I did a intro of that I had, like the same thing that they say before you go up.
That's 5 minutes right there.
In her defense.
Yeah, your dog did that.
Listen, I get it all the time. Right. I mean, I'm not a comedian, but the comedians say it's a drug. It's an adrenaline rush once you're up there. And this stage, you know, everyone says this show is unlike any others. The how loud the crowd is, the energy, it is like you're up there on a drug, so it's hard to get off. I totally get it. I hear it all the time.
Yeah.
So I totally understand that, but then from my perspective, it's like, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, every comic wants to do an hour up there.
Right.
So
I think moving forward, we've decided as a unit for Chocolate Sundays, we're going to start finding the comedians.
That's what he suggested.
$20 a minute. So you can run over.
Oh.
We don't get this money.
And what is a single mother discount? Because Chelsea ain't got it, okay? We just did Chocolate Sundays.
Well, then you'll just do the time that you're giving.
There we go. There we go. That's what I'll do then.
No. But
he really tried telling me to start finding the comics. I'm like, I wish I would.
Listen, I didn't want the music played on me either. A sidekick will hit that scratch on you. That's embarrassing.
Oh, yeah, that means you up there for a minute.
I didn't want that.
So, running the light aside.
Yeah.
Are we going to see Chelsea Perry on stage again?
Yes.
Of course. She got a heart. She got dogs.
Yeah. So it's all love.
I mean, wait.
It's all love.
What else did you hear? Is that the only thing you heard?
That's all I heard.
Okay.
No, I told him you did a really good job. Yes.
No. I heard the set was great. Yeah. Like,
somebody from Fort Worth had your back. Don't you ever forget that.
Yes, sir.
Don't you ever forget that.
I won't.
Yeah. I heard the set was great.
Okay.
We just wanted to, I feel like it's important for other comedians to know, how it happens. The effects. And then, it's all love. It's Chocolate Sundays.
Yeah. It's Chocolate Sundays.
No, this is a good conversation to have.
Yeah, no.
This listen, what she... I love it. I love it. I love the energy right now. Yeah. It's real book clubish, but it's real like just we're just here. It's like a Pilates class afterwards. How do you feel?
I love Pilates. How's
it
feel?
Listen, we laid it all out on the factory table, so I'm glad.
You got braids. I don't have any hair.
I mean, you have facial hair.
I do.
We talked about that. That's important.
Thank you.
Very
much
so.
We don't have to get back on the facial hair topic.
But thank you, Chelsea, no worries. For coming to talk to us. And yes, we will see you on the Chocolate Sunday stage.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go.
First impressions 2027.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chelsea.
No worries.
That's what we do here at Chocolate Sundays. We talk about things. We have a problem. We have a solution. And we try to, as a unit, pull together things that will make us better as a team.
Okay, let's talk about something with Sydney that I actually was going to tell you before the before the recording to edit in. So Pookie, who a lot of, if you don't know, Pookie's the executive producer of Chocolate Sundays, he's a creator. He used to be a lot more involved than here at the show. And I was going through old tapes. We're converting. We used to record on like little tapes, right?
I know where the story's going already.
Yeah, yeah. We had to. We're starting to convert them into digital. So I'll sit at home and just like watch all these digital tapes to see what's on them. And I found this one of Sydney washing Pookie's car right outside this building because Pookie used to do like crazy bets. He used to always try to bet me too. You got to wash my car in a bikini out in the front. Like, no, I'm not betting.
So let me
that.
Let me tell you this.
Sydney,
so
had
you was
to
on
watch.
You was on Sunset in a bikini.
You was in a bikini.
No. Nothing like that. Nothing like that. I was like 24, something like that. Like I used to play basketball, right? And so Pookie was always like, you can't nobody beat me.
And he hoops.
And he hoops. Yeah. And listen, I didn't know he hooped like that at the time.
He's 5'5". So
he's
too.
Like 5'5". And I was like, there's nothing you could do with me. You 5'5", I'm going to put you on my hip, whatever, whatever, right? He's like, we can go right now. I said, I don't give a fuck. Literally, we went to go play basketball at like 12:30 in the morning, right after Chocolate Sunday show at like 24 Hour Fitness, right? First game, he beat me. We played three games. He'll lie and say two, but he lies on basketball, right? He beat me the first game. The second game, I beat him. The third game, he beat me. Now, Pookie will foul you and do all this stuff, right? But the man could play some basketball. I called my mom. It was like, I lost. And she was like, who? I said, some dude named Pookie Withington. She was like, he a little short little dude. Yeah. He played ball in college with, again,
Hustle Joe ass.
Yeah. Wow. And I had to wash his car. It was like a thing. So that's how I met Michael Blackston. Like, the watch first time I ever met him, I was watching Pookie car. He's like, motherfucker, what are you doing? I was
like,
I fucking lost a bet, dog.
Like, with the line. Like, people with the line. In line for the show.
But I'm that's petty. Sport. I paid my dude. I like, I bet, man. What's whatever. Yeah.
I think Matt's going up.
Yeah, he is.
Okay.
So, you know, this show, we're recording during the show, and Sydney is closing tonight, right?
I got to get ready to go up, man.
Yeah. Money.
Yeah, I got to go be funny. Matt, I talked about some new stuff tonight, man.
You're trying new content.
Yeah. I thought some stuff on Friday. I tried out, and I tried it again here the first show. I'm going to try it again. Okay. I like to take hard topics and see if I can make them kind of funny.
Oh, no. We're going to tune into that.
Cool. So we have some social questions that we want to ask you.
I don't know why he looks at me like.
Let's go.
Everything goes through Lonnie first. Is that okay?
I'm just the janitor.
All right. So this is kind of, we're just going to hit the segments. This is just for social.
Let's go.
Okay. What is the furthest you would drive for someone that you're dating?
Where you live?
The Valley.
I would drive from downtown to the Valley with gas at $7.50.
Okay.
Yeah, after that, it's a wrap. Yeah, if you live, there's no more long distance right now.
Uh-huh.
Long distance is disrespectful. And how are we going to see each other, silly?
So, like, the Valley, how long is the Valley?
25 minutes, 35, 40.
So is it time or miles?
Oh, you did that drive.
You know, I've been here a long time.
Like 23 and a half miles on a Tuesday.
No, man.
That's a weird question. It depends on how much you like them.
It's not a weird question. I feel like that's how you feel.
You know,
right?
Let's keep it.
So you would drive an hour. You would.
Listen, I fly to Dallas.
Preferably 30 to 40 minutes.
So she
just. But I'd rather fly than drive.
She flies to Dallas. How often do you fly to Dallas?
Every other day.
Yeah.
Every other day. I'll call Lion. You're here just now getting to Dallas. Well, if you just give us a couple of seconds, and we'll just unload the rest of the plane. She's like, hey, Sydney, 1 second. I'm here to see the love of my life. She hangs up. I'm like, God damn. What time is my set?
I'll text you with you. He's picking me up right now. I'm so happy.
I'm very happy. He's here.
I love that for you, Lonnie. The haters.
I like him. He's a cool dude.
He is cool.
Lonnie, every time you call her, is like, now loading, going to Dallas Fort Worth Airport. He's like, I use my miles, Sydney.
So, okay, so we got Dallas is the max. We got 30, 40 minutes.
I've had long distance relationships, yeah, but currently I would prefer somebody, you know, about 30, 40 minutes.
30, 40 minutes. Yeah. How about you?
I feel like I'd say 30, 42, honestly, because that's average in LA, yeah, to go anywhere decent.
30, 40 non-traffic or 30, 40 with traffic?
With
traffic.
That's different, though. 30, 40 with traffic is downtown to
the valley. Yeah.
No, the valley is about an hour and a half with traffic.
That's
from downtown?
If you really like the person, you'll make it work no That's matter how far true. The distance. You might not see them as frequently, but you'll
Lonnie,
still make
if
the drive.
If God said the person that I said you would lives in Viejo, and the only time that you can see her is if you drive to Viejo and see her, I'm going to miss out on the love of my life. I'm like, God, well, you, what you got up next?
Yeah. Where is Viejo?
Exactly.
Far.
7 hours.
Okay.
Far.
Yeah. I'm not going to be like, I love him. Falling asleep, finna go meet God. She lived too far.
She's finna go meet God.
Yeah, Matt's on stage.
All right, okay, guys, listen, this has been spectacular. This has almost been amazing.
Has a comedian ever given you any advice that was terrible?
Yes.
Like the worst advice a comedian has ever given you? You don't have to name names, but it would be great if you did. Yeah, but
name the names.
Do it. We're messy
It's not
here.
So much no. like advice. It's just like some people think they're good at giving tags, and that's not their gift. Mm. Like giving
What's
tags.
What's a tag? Just for people who don't know
like
what a tag is.
An add-on to a joke. An add-on to a bit that may take your joke to the next level. It's like, you know what I mean? Like put some icing on the cake. It might taste better or something like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But some people aren't really gifted with that, but they have the confidence to really. And you know what I mean? If you're younger, you might listen to that comedian, but it might hinder you. So sometimes it's like, you know what I mean, that yeah, a comedian can lead you in the wrong direction confidently.
Mm.
Let's get two of these out the way. Let's go. What's the next one? Let's go.
Go.
The greatest purchase of a product or service for under $100. Something that's changed your life. Mm-hmm. Your best purchase under $100 that you would recommend to other people.
I just bought flowers for my mom yesterday.
Aww.
Wow. Yeah. That was very sweet.
Yeah. It's under $100 and it means the world.
You really take care of your mom.
I got to.
You just do a lot for her.
Yeah. Southern roots.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Chocolate Sundays YouTube clips have contributed to your mom a lot from what you say. He's always telling me, I don't even check that account. And we got hit with that money. I got my mom out of a fridge.
Yeah, it's like, I don't check because it goes into my, never mind.
Yeah, you was going to sound real rich.
It's going to sound, yeah,
right,
yeah,
there.
I was like,
is that account added to the prenup?
It's always a blessing. It's always a blessing.
Yeah.
It's always a blessing.
I'm trying to think of some other questions, man.
Why do you think that you have succeeded in the writing world versus other comics that you started with?
I don't really speak for them. For me, it's like just a.
Because your career has really taken off.
I can answer the question. So I've had the opportunity to write with Sydney, and Sydney has an amazing knack for writing in the way that people speak, but then also making it really funny on the fly. I feel like you're fantastic at that.
Thank you. I think that like I have a muscle.
Yeah.
Like, I think over the years, I've gotten more confident in that muscle where I'm fearless in a room, like on stage. Because of the muscle. So, like, just the jobs or whatever over the years have given me confidence in the room to be like, to speak clearly, speak loudly and confidently about my ideas. Mm-hmm. And in the beginning, you're a little nervous, but now I have the utmost confidence in those situations, no matter who's in the room. So, I think, you know, stand up and all that helps. You know what I mean? But I think that's why I've been successful, is because just the knack of that and the muscle of continuously working on that. Because some people get the opportunity and they just fumble it sometimes. You know what I mean? And I just think that it's a muscle you got to continue to practice.
What made you start writing? Like, when you were doing stand-up, were you writing?
It's literally this. I was at a show on BET called High Ghetto Mess with Charlie Murphy. I was like the Man on the Street host. And I had a show called Socially Offensive Behavior with D.L. Hughley, like a hidden camera show. And I was still waiting tables. Them shows got canceled 6 weeks in. And so I literally was praying, like, God, I don't want to wait tables no more. So James DeBose at the time was big at BET, and he did like Keisha Cole show, Hell Day, all these shows. I went to his office and was like, yo, I want to write. And he was like, nah, I'll be in front of camera. I said, I want to learn how to do it all. He said, all right, give me 10 ideas for dates, hand to God. I said, okay, bet. And I called my boy Will Simmons. He said, give him 50. I was like, he said, you'll get the job. I gave him 50 ideas for dates. He hired me. Mm. I went, he said, I only got $1,000 a week for you. I said, I'll take it. Mm. Boom. That went to the BET Awards. Straight after that job. Then I got another job, like, right away. Then you got three jobs back to back. And so then it's like, you got a resume out of nowhere. And so then, because of stand-up, people want to meet with you. You got three jobs, boom, and they just kept hitting. Now it's like referral. I've worked the past 4 or 5 years off referral, really. Yeah.
Wow. That is amazing.
Yeah. That's great how you job, do it.
Hustling. Well, Matt's on stage, so I want to make sure you get your time.
Go ahead. One more. Yeah, good question.
This, I think the last one is just, what does Chocolate Sundays mean to you?
It gives young black comedians something to look forward to when they first start stand-up. It comes off as it's a prestigious night, like almost like a great night of comedy. It's hard to get on that stage, but you put respect on trying to get there. So for me, Chocolate Sundays represents me being, you know, paying two tickets, you know, every two Sunday to come here, both shows, to watch, to getting to be first impressions, to getting to be closing out shows, talking to y'all. Chocolate Sundays just reminds me of the grind and like the appreciation you have for like being on the stage, because not everybody gets it, but everybody knows about it across the country. That was a great fucking drop.
No.